So as we begin this retreat, just putting attention on the formal aspects of meditation, and it's very helpful to review practice and review the, say, approach to practice that one is familiar with, in the sense that oftentimes we take things for granted a lot, and it's just easy to slip into habits that are maybe not so useful. And just to really review how do we meditate? What do we do when we meditate? What actually comes up in the mind as a predominant mood or predominant feeling? How are we using the meditation? To be reflecting on that and considering quite carefully how that stacks up against the instructions that the Buddha gives in meditation, or the various meditation masters there. Because there's, on a certain level, sometimes there's a lot of instruction that's given, and sometimes it can be even contradictory. How are we using it? How are we applying it? How are we approaching it? Because there's, one can end up sort of either dismissing various methods, ways of approaching meditation, just because it doesn't agree with a particular perspective of one's own or what one's used to. Or at other times when sort of blindly takes on a particular approach because it has some validity in terms of one's own faith or confidence, but doesn't actually line up with one's experience. That the important aspect is to always remember that the purpose of the whole practice is to be able to create balance and clarity. Clarity of mind, a certain balance, equipoise, evenness within the mind, which then allows the mind to be able to see and understand things clearly, see and understand things as they truly are. This is both a very necessary and essential part of the practice in the stages of, say, development of practice, and that seeing, say, knowledge and vision of the way things truly are. And if the mind is not clear and balanced, then it never has that opportunity to see in that way. So that the the meditation, for whatever all the plethora of methodologies and approaches that are available and that we ourselves experiment with, it's really important to remember that is its purpose, is for guiding the mind to a place of clarity and balance, where it will then be able to really see things and understand them in a way that liberates the mind.